Hello, hello. Welcome back to Two Blondes, One Pod. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Haley.
Thanks so much for being here. Happy Monday. Fair warning, we're feeling giggly tonight.
Today. As if the last episode we didn't just release was not so giggly.
I know. Honestly, it's just kind of giggly.
Yeah.
In general over here. But
and I feel like all of our episodes as of late have just been kind of funny and...
Yeah.
Well, we think we're funny.
Yeah, we think we're funny.
Yeah, obviously, clearly.
Clearly. How are you doing, Haley?
I'm good. Doing well.
Good. I'm still recovering from the bloodbath that it was to get Sabrina Carpenter tickets
yesterday. Oh, my gosh. Such a hot mess.
Yeah.
I can't be arsed with these concert ticket sales anymore.
Me either.
Like, it's too stressful for me. I was shutting down before it even happened because I have trauma from getting Billie Eilish tickets and Taylor Swift tickets.
Mm-hmm.
The Taylor Swift tickets that I never got.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, spoiler, did not get Sabrina Carpenter tickets. I literally waited in queue for 38 minutes. Okay. And then by the time I got in, I was like, okay, like, let's see what's still available. And I mean, there was a lot I could purchase, but nothing really under like $400.
So ridiculous.
Yeah. So,
which anyway. This is a girly who, yes, she has gained lots of traction lately. We love her. We love what she's putting out. Mm-hmm. But she's like still, okay, it's not like she's a brand new artist. I'm not saying that, but she has just recently grown in popularity. So I'm like, I'm not freaking spending $400 to sit in mid seats.
No, yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to spend that much unless I am like absolutely in love with you. Same. Dying, throwing up to see you.
Same. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, we'll see what happens when they open it up to like general public on Friday. Yeah. Stay tuned. But I'm just like still holding out to go to another Eras tour. So
yeah, gotta save the pennies for that one.
Yeah, so we'll just have to see what happens.
Yeah, but not you flying to Europe. You're like not gonna spend $400 on Sabrina, but we'll fly to Europe.
I'm not flying to Europe.
To see Taylor.
But
what about Canada?
Yeah, perhaps Canada. Yeah. I'm still holding out for more U.S. states to open.
No, I'm going to be sad for you if it's never going to happen again.
It might never happen, but I just can't let go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not over till it's over.
It's not over till it's over.
Yeah. Do you have a weekly update this week or not really?
No.
That was pretty much your weekly update.
That was my weekly update.
Yeah. Same. Honestly, I already told you this earlier, but my only weekly update is I have been so tired. Mm-hmm. Literally taking naps during the day, which I do not do.
Yeah. You don't really get like a chance to take naps because your kids don't nap.
And not only that, but I am pretty sure my children screamed all around me as I napped and I was so tired. I just couldn't even. Yeah, I just.
Did they leave you alone when you nap?
I mean, they actually did pretty well. I remember like halfway, like waking up to like me opening a fruit snack. And then, like, falling back to sleep.
Sleep opening for snacks.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so tired. So, don't know what's going on there, but
yeah,
hoping it's just me on my period. And
you pregnant?
No. That would be bad news. That would be a mailman baby because Vince been gone. That would be a mailman or a landscaper baby.
Landscaper.
Would not be good. So no, definitely not. But seriously, if Vince weren't gone, I'd be like, am I? Because I have not. This is like how tired I get when I'm pregnant.
Yeah,
it's always like my first symptom, you know.
Well, hopefully that will see its way out.
I hope so too. I've literally had a matcha, a coffee, and a soda today.
Oh yeah, I was gonna ask you about your matcha actually.
Oh yeah, it was very good.
Did you just make a matcha and mix in protein powder? That's all you did?
Yeah.
Or what's the hack?
Not the protein powder. I just did like the vanilla Fair Life or Core Life.
Okay.
I just did half a bottle of that because I don't need the whole bottle to like, because I like my matcha to taste very matcha-y. So the matcha I use is like 40 calories per 2 teaspoons, which is like the serving size you need. And then I just don't add anything else to it. And I don't sweeten it anymore because the vanilla Core Life is like sweet all on its own.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I do. Okay. And it was really good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I need to ask you about the Vanilla matcha.
Yeah, and you can do the same thing with chai too, and it's good.
I'm trying to
decide if that's my child.
Uh-huh. Someone's screaming. Could be outside, could be inside.
Yeah, these summer nights, whatever. Man, these neighborhood children be up till 10:30 at night. I'm like, okay, we need to go to bed. Thank heavens for sound machines. And Kill finally can use a sound machine again. Because for the longest time, I thought it was maybe contributing to him, like, his, what are they called? Sleep, night terrors, whatever.
Yeah, night terrors.
Yeah. But now he can do it again. So hallelujah for that.
We're good.
Anyway, we are getting way off topic today. Or is this going to be a tangenty episode?
It might be kind of tangenty. Tangenty? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, anyway, it's not a word, but.
Topic of today, we're doing juicy polls. Okay. Mm-hmm. A little juicy polls episode. It's going to be summer edition.
Yes.
So we're just going to be talking about summer.
And you can look forward to kind of juicy polls being a little like segment on our podcast. We want to do a fun little segment.
Little series.
Yeah. Series. Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
So if you ever have any like juicy polls ideas for us, like any type of topic, we would love any ideas at all. We would love.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, juicy polls is fun.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of like fun, I don't know, just like feedback on our last episode, the We're Haters episode. And so also if you have any like suggestions for like random things we could do about what we hate, then submit them.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yes.
But first, before we get into juicy polls, we've got a fair amount of pop culture to talk about.
Yeah.
So do you want to go first?
Sure. I can talk about a couple things. Yeah. The first thing I wanted to talk about was, I don't know if you got to listen to any of it or all of it, but Jen on Call Her Daddy.
No,
yeah.
I haven't listened.
I haven't listened to the whole podcast episode yet either. I just like watched a couple snippets.
Okay. I haven't watched any.
I hate her.
You
so
do?
Much. Jen?
What? Yeah. Tell me about the snippets. Tell me.
She's literally like a 14-year-old girl. Like, I can't with her. She's just so immature. I just feel like everything she was saying, I was just like, is this like seriously?
What's she saying?
Well, she was just talking about like past like relationships and like stuff like that. I don't know. You just need to go listen to it. But
okay, yeah, I do.
But she just was talking about that. And I can't remember exactly what she said about like being the Bachelorette or her season. But I just remember rolling my eyes and being like, okay. I just feel like she's going to be a train wreck is what it is.
Yeah. It'll be an interesting season. I mean, I'm excited. I'm watching either way.
Yeah.
Boring, train wreck.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Whatever.
Of course.
When is it? July 25th or something?
Yeah, like end of July.
Okay.
But yeah, I literally posted it like to my stories because I was like, oh my gosh, this girl. I'm scared. I am scared. But yeah, she's an interesting one. Should be entertaining.
Yeah.
At the very least.
Yeah, no, I'll probably go listen to like the entire podcast.
Yeah, oh yeah, me too. Yeah, it's on my list.
Yeah.
For sure. The other thing I had that just infuriated me was Blake Horstman. So he's from The Bachelor.
Oh, and okay. Which one? Which Blake?
He's the one that's just had a baby with Giannina.
Yeah.
Giannina?
Yep, Giannina. Yeah.
Giannina. Okay. So they were on the Almost Famous podcast.
Okay.
And I just have to read you some of these like things that he said that just made me roll my eyes.
Some good one-liners.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So in the podcast, they were like, oh, like, are you guys going to get married? Like, is that on the schedule or like what's going on? And basically Blake was like, we aren't getting married yet. Like, I don't look at her like a girlfriend or even my future wife, but now just the mother of my child, which I'm like, he's so dramatic and so like, I get what he's saying, but I'm like, it's weird for you to be like, I don't look at her as my girlfriend or my future wife.
If like, David told me he didn't look at me as his wife, but only the mother of his children, yeah. I would be pissed.
Me too. Thank you.
It's like, can't we like still like romanticize our relationship a little bit?
No, exactly. I'm like, okay, we are more than just the children we create. Okay. And he's like,
he is the most dramatic man in like Bachelor history.
No, I can't. And then he was like, it was like, now she's not my girlfriend or whatever. She's the mother of my child. So I look at her through a different lens now. And that happened really quick. And then he goes on, and it, well, the article says, like, Horstman said he's also willing to jump headfirst into fatherhood duties. Quote, especially seeing what she went through during her pregnancy and birth. It's like, I'll change a diaper. I saw how much you went through, he stated. I'll change a diaper. I'll do whatever it is. Okay, we are not comparing changing a fucking diaper to
childbirth,
conceiving and carrying and birthing a human fucking being and then nursing them through like 2 years old or feeding them in whatever way you choose through 2 years old. Like, we are not comparing that to changing a diaper. And we need to stop as a society. I'm sorry, I'm on a soapbox right now. We need to stop as a society applauding dads for changing diapers and doing the bare minimum.
I tell David all the time. I quote this to David all the time. Yeah. I always say, the bar is in hell.
Yes.
The bar is in hell for
yes.
men. It is so low, it is in hell. Like, when men change a diaper, they literally expect a round of applause.
No, they do.
Yeah.
They do. It was like, I'm not, you know, I'm not going to say names, but like, there have been people that have literally, like, I will sit there and do, you know, a normal motherhood duty. Mm-hmm. Vince will do the same thing. Good job. Oh my God. Look at you. It's like, are we for real? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, no. Like, mm-hmm. we're just, you know, allowing our kid to have a clean bum. Okay. Mm-hmm. Basic necessity.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. No, anyway, I just thought that was like, and don't worry, he got roasted in the comment section, as he should. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, guys, first we're going to say, yeah, she's only the mother of my child, not my future girlfriend or wife or whatever. And then like, and don't you worry, she gave birth. I saw what she went through. So I'll change a diaper. Mm-hmm. Right? No,
like, well, I can't stand either of them.
I know. They're
Blake
too much. Huh?
Or Giannina. Yeah. So I just can't.
I know. They're just... I mean, it was in my predictions for the year that they would not be lasting. So we'll see.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
We shall see.
I mean,
see.
He doesn't view her as his girlfriend. So who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, not him running off with the next.
Yeah.
The next whoever he sees. And then the last thing, aside from the thing that we know we're going to talk about, the last thing I had was just Paris Fashion Week.
Okay.
Just have been having a fun time seeing all the outfits and all the people. Mm-hmm. Loved Katy Perry's, actually.
She's like the only one I've been seeing.
Really?
A lot of. Yeah.
Yeah. I've she's gotten a lot of like flack actually for her outfit. People are like, why are you trying to stay so relevant with all the young girls? I'm like, Katy.
She's like going to come out with an album really soon.
I know. I'm like, first of all, she's Katy Perry. She doesn't have to stay relevant. Okay. Yeah. She will forever be relevant.
Yeah.
Like, at least in our generation. Like,
yeah.
You know, and also like, good for her that she can wear an open coat with like no bra, low waisted pants. I'm like, good for you after having a child.
Mm-hmm.
Love that for her.
Yeah.
So I thought she looked hot.
Yeah. She's looked good. I thought.
Yeah. She looked great and very like Paris. Like, I felt like it was very on brand. Mm-hmm. And then I also loved Sabrina Carpenter's look too. I thought it was so cute. And so her.
Wait, is that the one you posted?
Yeah, it's the one I posted.
A Real Love? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was from Fashion Week.
And there are other people that looked really beautiful too. But yeah, those were a couple of my faves.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? What do you have?
Okay. So first off, I just wanted to touch on the finale of Perfect Match. Have you finished?
Yes.
Okay. So just wanted to touch on it because we've been staying up to date.
Yes.
Sorry,
I was dilly-dallying around for a minute there.
You were dilly-dallying.
Yeah.
Basically, how the finale began of Perfect Match was with Harry and Jess breaking up.
Yes.
Okay. I would have loved to see them go to the, like, like the actual
Yes, the
finale,
actual end. Know? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, where they choose.
I am so just impressed with Jess for having so much, like, I don't know, just self-love and
just like class
and dignity and whatever.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, that she can break up with Harry. So I'm glad that that happened because he's a scumball, because then also the footage came out of him and Melinda actually kissing.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, he's just
like crazy. Mind-blowing.
I've said it a million times. I'll say it again. I just hate him.
I know, it's so bad.
He's just gross. But that was not the most shocking part of the finale. The most shocking part of the finale would have to be Christine and Nigel winning.
I don't understand. I don't get it.
Do you know who came in second place?
No, who?
Micah and Kaz.
Oh, yeah.
Not even.
Yeah.
I would have bet my life savings.
Oh, yeah.
That Stefan and Alara would have won.
How did they not?
How did they not even come in second?
I know. I don't know. I'm like, they were the only ones that like stuck to each other through.
It should have been Stefan and Alara.
Yeah.
But then even in second place should have been, what's his name? Chris and Tolu.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because again, at least they had stayed. A real couple. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we know if any of them are even still together?
They're not. They just came out with Netflix came out with like a YouTube video and it was like updating on all the couples and none of them are together.
Yeah. Not shocking. Show needs, if it's going to continue, there are some changes that need to be made.
Yeah.
And it's really hard because it's like, it is about like the money too. Right? You get a money prize, right?
No. Oh, it's not. And that's the interesting part about Perfect Match is they actually don't win a money prize. Oh. The only prize they win is they get to go on a vacation with their Perfect Match.
Okay, that's not even that. Okay, then I don't know because I just felt like it was funny because Micah like said something like, oh, I just forgot I was like on like a game show. And I was just, I'm like, no, you didn't. You literally sent Elise on a date, like first ups, because you were like threatened by that relationship going far. Mm-hmm. And like she purposely, like she said that to Kaz, like, oh, let's shake things up.
Yeah, she was there to like play the game.
Oh, for sure. So I'm like, I don't know what she is talking about, but
I don't know. I can't stand Micah though. So
I cannot either. I actually just watched this whole like video on like all the plastic surgery she's gotten. Do you follow that girl on TikTok?
Yeah.
Always so fascinating. But anyway, I'm like, I don't know. I just feel like I just felt like something needs to be changed because it's just like doesn't come across as super like genuine. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what that needs to be, but yeah.
I don't know, but I love it, honestly.
I mean, I do too. It's so entertaining.
Are they doing a reunion or was that like the end?
I feel like they'll do a reunion, right?
I can't remember if they did one last season or not, but.
Interesting.
I don't know. But yeah, anyway, that was it. I just could not believe that Christine and Nigel won. Like, what a waste.
Yeah.
They were together like a day.
I know. It's ridiculous. And literally like a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's that with that. So happy finale of Perfect Match season 2. Next on my list, I just wanted to touch on the fact that it's like confirmed that they're making a second Freaky Friday. Have you seen?
No.
You haven't?
No. I just got full body chills.
Yes. They're making a sequel to Freaky Friday with Jamie Lynn Curtis and Lindsay Lohan. Also, Chad Michael Murray.
Stop it right now.
I'm not kidding.
Even if it sucks, I will love to see all
exactly.
of them.
Exactly. This is what I was telling
we
David.
We must see this together.
I was like, it doesn't even matter if it sucks.
Doesn't even matter.
Because it will be incredible no matter what. Just because they have the original cast. Also, I don't know their names, but the girls that are like Lindsay Lohan's like best friends and in her band or whatever, they're going to be in it.
Keep fun.
I know. So they have, and also, what's his name? The guy that plays like the stepdad. He's like really famous. Yeah. So my bad for not knowing his name. But yeah, he's going to be in it. So it's like the original cast and it's going to be fun.
Keep fun.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm very excited for that.
But next on my list, okay, is another movie. Have you seen the trailer for Heretic?
Okay, I literally, while you were saying movie, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to bring up Heretic.
Okay.
I am scared.
Okay, first of all.
I'm scared.
First of all, okay, are you a horror movie fan?
Yes. I read thriller books and I don't really like a gory, like... Okay.
Not a gore person.
I'm not really like a slasher film type of gal, but I love a suspenseful thriller. Yeah, anything kidnapping, anything cult, love.
So have you seen Midsommar? Have you seen Hereditary?
I don't think so.
Okay, because these are other A24 films.
Oh, okay.
And Heretic is an A24 film. Okay, so
I was wondering what A24 men, because I was like, I only saw, yeah. I saw the trailer through Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
And I saw it was like A24. I'm like, what is that?
Yeah. So basically there's a movie coming out. The trailer, I think, just dropped yesterday. A movie called Heretic. That. And it is about two LDS sister missionaries who get kidnapped.
Yeah.
And like cannot escape in this man's house. But the I don't know. The trailer like kind of leaves a lot to the imagination, which trailers yes. don't really do anymore.
I know.
These days. So I am really intrigued. I'm not the type of person to watch a horror movie. Like,
okay.
Like visually, I can't do it. It will stay with me and I won't be okay. Yeah. But I am so intrigued by horror movies that I will just go online and like read the plot. Like I have seen Midsommar, but I've read the script.
Oh, yes. I don't think I've
seen kind of like a weirdo that way. But so I can read it, but I cannot watch it. I've done the same with Hereditary. But those are really, really like big, scary movies.
Oh, this Midsommar. I did not see this, but yes. I haven't seen it, but I've like seen it.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Anyway, yeah. Okay. So anyway, it's made by the same, I don't know, A24 films. So
this is what's hard for me. I really enjoy like a suspenseful thriller, and especially something that's like either based off of a true story or like based off of like something that could be true type of a thing. The thing that I have a hard time is when it takes a very like obscure turn and it's like something that is no longer like realistic anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm worried that Heretic is going to do that.
Yeah.
So it'll be really interesting. But what really got me is, so like you see this in the trailer, what really got me and like gave me full body chills was when he was like, yeah, my wife's inside like baking a pie. And then he's like, let me go check on the pie. And then the sister missionary sees the blueberry pie candle and it's blown out. Like he'd just blown it out or something like that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, there was never a pie. Like,
yeah.
And I'm just like, what's going through her head? Like, oh, I love stuff like that. But yeah, so I'm excited.
And also Hugh Grant playing the...
I know.
Playing the kidnapper.
So weird, but also like for this role, I think he's going to do so good.
Yeah.
He's
definitely creepy. So
yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. So I just kind of wanted to bring that up because it's just kind of like a little niche, but like, you know, like applies to everyone living in Utah.
Yeah, totally.
It's just interesting that they're making a movie about like two LDS sister missionaries.
Yeah,
just kind of interesting. But
yeah, I saw the trailer actually on like a page that I follow. And she like afterwards like asked for submissions for like crazy sister missionary like experiences and was like sharing them. And I'm like, oh my gosh, no wonder they had this idea, because there's actually so many crazy stories of like things that people have experienced. It's like two like vulnerable gals going door to door.
Yeah.
Gonna be some crazy stories.
Just makes me want to never let my daughters go on a mission.
I know.
So scary.
Yeah, crazy. Or just go into the world at all.
Yeah. Point blank, period.
Yeah.
So scary.
So scary.
Okay, and then my last thing. I know you have it on your list too. Okay. I do not, or we do not, recap the Eras Tour weekly. Okay.
No, we do not.
So we don't usually recap the Eras Tour. And I won't make a habit of it. Okay. I won't start now.
Unless amazing things happen, then we shall.
But so much happened in London that I think it's necessary to
give
a little recap. Is she
done with London now?
She's done, yeah. Okay. I think tonight was her first night in
Dublin. Oh, Dublin, yeah.
Dublin. Yeah, Dublin. it was her first night. And she's going back to London in August.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, yeah, she's done there for now.
Crazy.
But let's do a little recap, shall we?
First of all, how iconic to see Taylor Swift in London.
Yeah.
Okay.
So good.
So jealous. Why did we not think of this? Why did we not plan this straight away?
Do you know who's going to London to see Taylor Swift in August?
Us?
Is my bestie Tanner.
Stop. Why are you not going with him?
I don't know.
Don't know? That's so annoying.
My life is sad. Yeah, he's going in August.
How fun. Yeah, so iconic.
Especially after this last, like these last London shows.
Yeah.
Like people should be scared for the next ones because they were crazy.
Amazing, yeah.
So let's recap. Okay.
Go.
Night one. Okay, so there were a lot of special guests there.
Okay.
I think most notable would obviously have to be Prince William.
Jammin'.
Prince George.
Jammin', by the way.
And Prince as Charlotte.
Crazy.
Right. Jammin'. And then there was the famous picture. Okay.
Which
of
one?
Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
None other than the royal family.
I know. So crazy.
Okay.
Him so jamming happened. To Shake It Off literally killed me.
I know. It's hilarious.
So funny.
Also, the entire Kelce family was there.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't see that. Oh, wait. Yes, I did.
Entire Kelce family.
Well, I saw Kylie and what's his face? Why can't I think of his brother's name?
Why can't I now either?
And
that's awesome.
Wow. That's cool. Great of us. This is why what we can't be a happening? Pop culture episode.
Yeah.
Or not episode.
This is why
podcast.
No one comes to us for pop culture. Whatever. Okay, moving on. Entire Kelce family was there. Okay, I'm going to say her name wrong, but she's the Bridgerton girl. Nicola.
Oh,
Nicola,
yeah.
Nicola Coughlin. Yeah. Coughlin. What's her name?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce it.
She was there. Cara Delevingne was there. Those are just a few notable names that were there. Okay. Can we talk about Travis and Taylor, like, singing Love Story to each other?
Amazing.
Just living their best lives.
Yeah.
Just so unapologetically singing.
I was
going to
say, it's literally just like, they're like, we're the only two in this room. Like, exactly. That's the vibe it's giving.
Exactly. Yeah. So that happened. Surprise songs that night. Okay. She comes out on guitar, does a mashup of Death by a Thousand Cuts and Hits Different.
I cried.
Like, two of my favorite songs.
I was going to say, Death by a Thousand Cuts is maybe my favorite ever song.
So good.
It's so good. It literally makes me want to tear up right now.
It probably is. I don't know. It's definitely in like my top three from Lover.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
So
yeah.
I love Death by a Thousand Cuts and I love Hits Different.
Yeah.
And they are two of, and I mean, she said this during her performance, but she said that they were two of her favorite bridges she's ever written. Oh. And they are. The bridges
they're
are
beautiful.
So good. So anyway, love that. And then on piano, she did a mashup of The Black Dog, Come Back, Be Here, and Maroon.
Oh, just my gosh.
Decided to mash
I didn't
up
even,
those three.
I did not even hear any of that.
Yeah, and she basically did The Black Dog, like, in full. So, but then, yeah, just decided to throw in the other two.
Which, did you see that What's-His-Face Joe Alwyn, like, denounced that The Black Dog was about him?
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, which we all knew it was about Maddie Healy.
Which, although, also, Joe trying to be so relevant right now, like, off with you. Anyway, continue on.
Off with
just
you.
Just had to say that.
Okay. Night two. Okay. I actually don't have too much to say about this, but okay, about surprise songs. Night two. Mashup of Thank You, Amy, and Mean on guitar. Are we kidding?
So good.
That's incredible.
Iconic.
And then on piano, just so casually, does Castles Crumbling with Hayley Williams, which also, Hayley, is that your maiden name?
Yeah.
Your name
yes,
was just
I am Paramore.
Williams. Okay, yeah.
Be jealous.
As I was literally typing that, I was like, wait, that's like, literally
Hayley Williams.
But yeah, did Castles Crumbling with Hayley Williams.
Oh my gosh.
So casually. Okay, and it
I
was
didn't even see that.
Beautiful.
Was it amazing? Okay,
yeah,
now
it was
I need to go
stunning.
Listen.
Yeah, you need
There's
to
just
listen.
Been so much on it. I'm literally like, I feel behind now.
Yeah. Okay. Kay. And then night three, we're just ending with a banger.
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, this is the elephant in the room. We all know what I'm going to say. Taylor brings Travis on stage for the transition between Smallest Man Who Ever Lived and I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. I was in Costco when Hayley decided to blow up my life and send me this information on Instagram. And I literally let out a gasp.
Why did I not text you and say, are you sitting down?
You should have asked me if I was sitting
are
down.
Are you driving a vehicle right now?
Yeah, you should have asked me. If I was doing anything that could be dangerous. I was not okay. That is just, I was like, okay. We thought that like the hard launch had happened. No. That was the hard launch.
No, that was the hard launch.
And also there's
so
just,
much better than a red carpet appearance. Can we just say?
So much better. And so much symbolism.
Oh, so good. Oh my gosh. I know.
Just so good. Everything about it was so good. And that's all I can say. I don't know if you have thoughts, but I just like, I'm just like still speechless.
Well, I feel like my like only thoughts are just like how iconic that I live in this time where an NFL Super Bowl champion, supposed to be like a very manly man, all about football, whatever, is like not only going on stage for his billionaire girlfriend's tour, but loving it.
But loving
he it. He is loving it. I feel like he looks happier than when he won the Super Bowl.
I know. It's so darling.
I'm like, he loves the attention. Like, he loves 100%. The fame. And I don't say that in a mean way. Like, yeah. He just is that personality type where he, like, loves to be the center of attention. So for him to, like, be on stage with her and, like, knowing that this is wrecking everyone, like, I I love it for him. So
I love it for anyway, them.
I think they're so great. I have, like, had my doubts, but I just feel like this just solidified for me that I just, like, really hope they work out some way, somehow.
Me too. I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
It is my new Roman Empire. It's all I can think about. I know. Since it happened.
Same.
Okay. So after that incredible moment that happened in my life, let's talk about another one. Surprise songs of the night.
Okay.
Taylor comes out on guitar, begins singing Us.
Mm-hmm.
And then none other than Gracie Abrams comes out and gets on piano and they sing it together. And
I'm so jealous.
This might be like a big statement for me to make, but I think Us may be my favorite song Taylor Swift has ever featured on.
Oh.
I love that song.
It's really good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Okay. And it might just be because I'm like on such a high with it. It's so new.
No, it's really good.
But
I loved the behind the scenes video of them.
It was fun.
Coming up with it. And I'm like, she's such a genius. She can just like come up with words and phrases like right there on the spot. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then after that, there was just like a little piano mashup of Out of the Woods, Is It Over Now, and Clean. So that happened.
Yeah. I love Out of the Woods and I love Clean.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love Is It Over Now. That's like my favorite Vault track of all time.
Song.
What?
I don't even know that song. I just ruined Chelsea's life.
Okay.
You can play it for me after. You can take my, what is it called? Is It Over Now?
Virginity. I will be doing that after this.
Heard of it. What album is it from?
It's a Vault track off 1989. Oh. It's the one about, literally, it's so obviously about Harry Styles.
Oh.
Okay, I'm showing you after.
That's why I haven't listened.
I'm shocked. Get out of your house.
Yeah.
Gotta get go. Out of your own house.
See you later.
Okay, and then, I just wanted to list just a few people who were there also on night three.
Which, by the way, I'd be so jealous if I was there any other night to have not been there on night three.
I know. That would be sad.
I would feel ripped off a little bit.
That would be sad.
Yeah.
I know. We got Marcus Mumford. The night we went to the Eras tour, and I thought we were living.
I know. Okay?
No, way cooler things have happened since. Okay. Some people that were there night three, and then I'll shut up. Bon Jovi, Ellie Goulding, Sophie Turner, and like just little Paul McCartney.
It's insane.
Yeah. That's insane. There have been a lot of other people there.
Yeah.
But just a few to name.
Crazy.
Okay.
No Joe, no Maddie. Noah, what's her name? What's her name? Ooh. Gabrietta.
Oh.
Gabriette?
Gabriette, yes.
Gabriette. No Gabriette.
Gabrietta. Okay. Anyway, that's all good. I have for pop culture.
Good, good. Oh, also we have to note that Chelsea is trying her best to stay up on Love Island.
Oh, and I'm enjoying.
Okay, really quickly, who are couples right now?
From where I'm at?
Yeah, from where you're at.
Okay, so I went and watched with my besties last night. And we watched like episode 4, I think.
Okay.
It was the episode where, I'm trying to think.
Is this the flight attendant challenge?
Yes. Okay. Exactly. That's what I was trying to like think of.
So Kaylor kisses, what's his face? Hakeem.
Yeah.
And blows that up with Aaron. Oh my gosh. You are getting... Like the ending. You are getting to the next three episodes are gold mines. I am so excited for you to watch.
Okay. I'm actually like getting into it.
I'm so happy.
Me too.
Okay. Well, next week you need to watch to at least episode 8.
Okay.
Because, oh my gosh, it's all about to change and you're going to be loving it and living for it.
Okay. I'm excited. How many episodes are there right now?
I think like
20, 21.
No. I think there's like 12 or 13, maybe 14. So you only have 10 to catch up on.
All right. You got this. Yeah.
Just skip through all the daytime by the pool. That's what I do.
Okay.
Yeah, it's never anything exciting. I love the challenges, love the nighttime, seeing their outfits and hearing them talk shit. It's great.
The outfits have been interesting.
Oh, yeah, they always are.
Yeah.
I love them. I love to watch their outfits.
Yeah, very
it's
interesting.
So fun. Okay, should we get into our episode? Yeah, not us like 45 minutes later.
Yeah, let's get into polls.
Okay.
Once again, I have them all on my phone.
Okay. Once again, Haley posted the polls but forgot to screenshot them. Luckily, Chelsea is our organization queen. Literally could not do the pod without her. I'd be a disaster.
Oh my gosh.
And she went ahead and screenshotted them. So she's going to read them and I'm going to react to all of your, just like last time, I'm going to react to the answers.
It's going to be shocking. All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Sorry, that was a long pause. I'm ready.
Okay. All right. First poll. Summer is more about rest and relaxation or adventure? What do you think?
Definitely not rest and relaxation.
Really?
Not for me. Oh, am I supposed to be guessing what people are doing?
No, you can tell me.
Oh, okay.
For me, I think it's a little combination of both.
Yeah. I will rest and relax when I am locked inside in the winter. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, that's when I will rest and relax.
Well, most people agree with you. 70% say adventure.
Oh, okay.
30% say rest and relaxation.
Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah. So,
I mean, like, if I'm going to be taking a vacation away from the children, sure, I'll rest and relax. But, yeah, like, when can you even, with the two little children?
That's true. It is like go, go, go all summer.
All summer. There's always stuff going on. And there's just so much more to do. Yeah. So you're like feeling like, okay, I need to like do it all while I can.
Mm-hmm. The pressure.
The pressure.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. Do you prefer kids home all day or kids in school?
I'm going to guess that people said kids home all day.
Okay, yeah. 60% of people said kids home all day and 40% said kids in school.
I bet a couple of those just felt a little guilty for saying they would rather their kids be in school.
Well, I feel like, I don't know, homeschool is so popular.
It is,
nowadays,
yeah.
So
yeah.
I feel like people want their kids at home.
Yeah.
More anyway, in general.
It's crazies.
So.
I'll be, yeah, second I can, shipping them off.
They're going to boarding school.
Hasta la pasta. Dude, there was a day like last week that one of my children was being so hard that I literally said to my brother-in-law, now I understand why people send their kids to boarding school.
Sending Kale. Kale to preschool boarding school.
Hey, I didn't mention names, okay? Trying to keep her.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Kale. I shouldn't have brought you into this. Sorry. Okay, next
so
one.
Funny.
Oh, this one is very controversial. Ice cream or snow cones?
This is what's hard for me is I am a both gal. Mm-hmm. I love them both. But you can't get snow cones any other time of year.
Yeah.
So like you really go, at least not in Utah. You yeah. can in Hawaii.
I know. I'm like trying to think if there's like a random little, because Utah
Bahama
has
Bucks.
What?
Bahama Bucks you can.
Where's that?
There's a couple. It's like a chain. There's a few in Utah.
I was just going to say Utah has very like trendy food places. So I was like, is there not like a snow cone?
Yeah, you can. But also it just feels weird eating a snow cone in the winter.
Yeah, it's just seriously not right.
Ice on ice on ice. Yeah. Ice cream is still comforting in the winter time.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
I make sense.
I definitely lean more towards ice cream personally.
Uh-huh.
But then there are snow cone places like we were talking about tonight. Mm-hmm. We ice. Those places that add like ice cream at the bottom of your snow cone.
Oh,
and
yeah.
the whipped cream on top and all the fixins. And it's like, okay, now this snow cone is so good.
This is decadent.
Yeah, a decadent snow cone.
Because sometimes it just tastes like a popsicle. And you're like, if I wanted a popsicle, I didn't need to pay $7 for a popsicle, basically.
I loved your story. Maybe it was yesterday of you talking trash on whatever snow cone.
Hokulea.
Yeah.
I was like, Hokulea, you suck. Your ice doesn't hold any flavoring. It's like a Slurpee. Goodbye.
I was dying. Yeah, no. 68% of people say ice cream.
Okay.
And 32% say snow cones.
Okay, I could see it.
Yeah.
All
right. Next. Do you enjoy camping? Yes or no?
Both. Yes and no. I'm going to guess most people said no.
Really?
Yeah, because camping is a lot of work.
Camping is so much work. Oh, my gosh.
And it's expensive.
Here's the deal. I think, well, and I've said it a million times too, that like I hate camping, but I think people think I hate camping and I really actually don't. And I think people would be surprised how much I camped growing up because I did a lot.
Yeah, I am surprised.
Yeah.
Okay, my eyebrows are raised right now.
Yeah. Lower them. Okay. I camped a lot growing up.
Okay.
But I hate like tent camping, mm-hmm. but I will camp in a trailer and like
doesn't count
all day. No, it does because camping is fun when done right.
Okay, and but right doesn't mean a trailer.
I think so.
I have camped multiple times with my children in a tent.
My own personal opinion is a trailer is just better.
Okay, but you just can't say it's camping.
Sure I can. Sure I can.
Glamping.
If I sleep in my backyard, camping.
Oh.
If I...
My, we're going to have to do a poll on Instagram.
Juicy Polls Camping Edition. I would consider a lot of things camping.
Oh my gosh. Okay, here's the thing. It's not that like pulling up a trailer to the campsite and like eating around a fire and whatnot isn't technically camping. Like, I get that. But like to be like, we're going on a camping trip and to have running water and like bathrooms and a bed to sleep in, like, I mean, good for you, but like you're not like literally camping. You're glamping.
I am literally camping, glamping.
Like, I just feel like it's not the full like camping experience, you know?
I don't want it. David's like, it's not camping unless I'm backpacking 6 miles. Okay,
yeah. I guess we all have different expectations.
Sleeping under the star.
No, that's called backpacking, David.
No, he thinks that's not only camping.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'm not like raw dogging it like on the ground. Like I want to be in a bed. I want a toilet to pee in. Like that's how I want it. The end. 63% of people say yes.
Oh, interesting.
And 37% say no. So yeah. More people like camping than not.
Well, good. Camping is good for the soul.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. It's just a lot of work and it's hard with little kids in the sleep situation.
It really is. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah. Although Chelsea wouldn't know since she's never camped. So
yeah, I don't do that, but
just kidding.
One day when we have it's just true. One day when we have a trailer, I will be going.
That would actually be really fun though. Cause especially could people take it all around.
Yeah.
So fun. Anyway. Yeah. Continue on.
I would even do like a rooftop tent.
Oh
situation.
Yeah. So cool.
Yeah, I would do that.
Something just with a little more stability.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
Stable
and I have
ground.
A shiwi, like I can take the shiwi camping. That would be good. I really do. David bought me at our first year of our marriage.
Oh my gosh. That's and really funny. Shiwi.
It's downstairs with my nail stuff.
Oh my.
Okay, next. Do you allow your kids to stay up later in the summer? What do you do?
Yes. I would say yes. But lately, no.
Yeah.
Lately, I've been like, okay, we're done with this. We are going to bed at 7:30. But it's just hard when the sun is out so long.
It is hard.
Even with blackout curtains.
Yeah. We try to keep you? To a schedule as like much as possible, especially on nights when like it's like a work night or whatever. When David has work the next day, like we try to stay on schedule. But even then, like, our normal schedule is my kids go to bed at 7.
Okay.
Even then, like, they're going to bed closer to 8 in the summer.
Yeah.
And on weekends, it's, like, sometimes, like, 10, sometimes 11. Like, it's, like, later.
Because you're doing stuff.
Yeah, doing
like, you're
stuff.
Out with your neighbors and barbecuing and, like, like, it's just hard.
We're doing stuff. But also, I remember, like, when it was daylight savings, or whichever one it's called, whatever.
Yeah.
When the time changed.
Uh-huh.
And I put Rowan to bed at, like, 7 o'clock, and she was, like, but the sun's out. And I was like, I mean, fair argument.
Yeah, you're like, because literally that's what we tell them. Like, oh, the sun's going down, time for night-night.
I was like, yeah, I don't know.
The amount of times that I've told Vivi, remember, it's summer. The sun likes to stay out longer, but we still have to go to bed. Like, literally every day.
Yeah, I know. It's hard.
She's like, what are you talking about? They look at you like you're stupid.
I know. And we kind of are, but
yeah, the children are very humbling.
Yeah, truly. 81% of people say yes, they let their kids stay up later.
That doesn't surprise me, especially because like it's so hot during the day that like finally cools off a little bit at night and you can actually go do stuff.
It's like the enjoyable time of the day.
It is. I know.
So yeah.
But not with the little kids. When my kids are older, probably.
Yeah.
But not with the little kids.
Yeah.
Gotta be on a schedule.
That's true. Our kids are really young, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Which do you prefer in the summer months? A water park or an amusement park?
Neither, but definitely something with water.
Yeah,
I love amusement parks, but I will not be going in the summer. Yes,
are
I love.
Are you a roller coaster person? Oh, yeah. I'm not.
The scariest one. Put me on it.
Oof. No.
I'd go on anything.
I hate Lagoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I hate amusement parks, period. Disneyland is like perfect.
That's your vibe. Will you still go on like Space Mountain at least?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But I'm not going on the Incredicoaster.
Really?
You're not catching me on the Ferris wheel.
Dude, Space Mountain is scarier than the Incredicoaster.
No, it's not. Incredicoaster goes upside down.
So?
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Everything else is not as scary as Space Mountain.
Actually, okay, so I was getting my nails done the other day.
Okay.
And me and my nail girl, who I'm obsessed with, we were talking about Space Mountain.
Okay.
And I was like, I wonder what it looks like on the inside. Like, let's just look. So I Google it. It is so terrifying to Google what Space Mountain looks like.
Oh, yeah, I have.
It literally looks like somewhere where people take people who are like being sex trafficked. Like, it is like the scariest dungeon. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love Space
remember
Mountain,
watching a video because they redid it. Like, I don't know when I was like, I don't know. It was several years back, like maybe even a decade ago. Mm-hmm. They redid it. And I remember watching a video of them like redoing it and what it looked like when the lights are on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's creepy.
But yeah. Space Mountain is very scary. But I love. Yeah.
Yeah. So fun. Let's see. Well, okay. So 84% of people said water park.
Okay.
16% of people say amusement park. But like I do think that's not surprising because yeah, it's summer. Because
it's so hot.
Water park wins.
Wait, really quick. Would you do Guardians of the Galaxy? The drop?
I actually have not done the Guardians ride, but I've done Tower of Terror multiple times.
Okay.
And I hate that ride.
Guardians is better though.
That's what I've heard, but I've heard it has more drops.
It does.
So I
hate
that.
Which is why I love it.
But I don't know. But I might smoother. Have to do it just to experience.
Oh, because it's the ride itself is so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've done Tower of Terror and I freaking hate that ride, but I know people love it. My favorite. Okay. Did you attend summer camp growing up?
Yes, I did.
Okay, but this question is so broad, actually. And I was not, when we wrote these questions, I was not thinking, like, I was not in the right mind space when I wrote this question. Because I was thinking, like, summer camp, like, literally go camp in, like, a cabin, you know, whatever. But
yeah. Like an organized camp.
Yeah, yeah, but I think that when people hear summer camp, they think of, like, sports summer camps. And you know what I mean?
So not, like, a girls camp situation, but like a soccer camp at BYU or something.
Yeah, but that's what I was meaning, was like a girls camp situation.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought you were meaning too. So maybe most people thought the same as us. Who knows?
I don't know. It's 50-50. Say yes and no.
Okay.
And
you thought it would be more people?
No, I didn't think either way. I just, I don't know. I just kind of, after I wrote this, I was like, oh, people are probably being like, oh yeah, I did lacrosse summer camp growing up.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know, whatever.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. My brain didn't even go there, but either way.
Yeah. I think we've all, if we've gone to summer camp, had trauma.
Oh yeah. Lots of trauma. I had fun though too. This is not a camping camp, but I also did like cheerleading camp and it was so freaking fun. It's just like so fun. Anytime you could get away from your parents for like a few days and go like live your life. So fun.
Yeah. Did you ever, this is not summer camp, but did you do EFY?
Oh yeah. Every summer.
You did.
Yeah. I went 4 times.
Wow.
Yeah. Great memories.
Wow.
Kiss some not cute boys, but.
You had some cows.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Crush of the week. Cow. Yeah. Oh yeah. Always.
Cute. I never did EFY, but all my friends did.
Yeah, it's very fun.
Yeah.
Great times, great memories. Truly.
We need to hear about it one day.
Yeah, not me doing my EFY story recap.
Love it. Okay, next one. Picnic or barbecue?
I say barbecue, and I think barbecue won.
I say barbecue, too. 79% of people say barbecue, 21% say picnic.
Yeah.
The idea of a picnic is so fun.
Yes.
But then I think, like, actually doing it is not.
Yes. No, that's exactly how it goes. Anytime I try to do a picnic with my kids, it's like terrible. They never eat anything. Like just ants.
Like way too much work.
Bugs. Yeah. Too hot. Like no. Barbecues.
Agreed. Okay. If you live in Utah, do you celebrate Pioneer Day?
No.
I feel like I don't really. Like we don't.
Yeah.
I feel like growing up, we did. My family would celebrate it.
Like maybe like a parade or like a get together or something.
Just like fireworks. Yeah. Oh, okay. Like a barbecue. Ugh, and fireworks.
I can't handle one more day of fireworks. It pisses me off because of the children being asleep.
Oh my God. I hate.
Because they go off till like hours through the night and I'm like, my children are sleeping.
I know.
Go away.
And now that Utah allows like the big fireworks, it's so obnoxious actually.
Which it is, sorry, small tangent. It is crazy to me that Utah allows those with how many fires we have here. Yeah. It's crazy.
It is kind of crazy.
Yeah, they should not be legal here.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Let's see. Oh, 53% say no, they don't celebrate Pioneer Day.
Yeah.
47% say yes. So it's kind of like 50-50 almost. Yeah.
I could support Pie and Beer Day.
Pie and Beer Day.
Yeah, that's the Exmo thing to do, apparently.
That's your new tradition.
It's my new tradition. Although beer is disgusting, so we'll not be partaking. But the pie, I love pie.
Something else day.
Yeah, I was born on Pie Day, so pie is my love language.
Oh, yeah, cute.
Yeah, fun times.
Okay, do you shop at farmers markets?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yeah, I think it's fun.
Yeah, farmers markets are fun, but it's not like I'm like going to one every single weekend and like getting like groceries there or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Have you been to the Park City one?
No.
I think it's only on Sundays. Maybe it's Saturday, Sundays, but I've heard it's amazing. Mm. We should ditch our children and go.
Yeah, we should. Also, the Provo one is always fun.
I love the Provo one.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. 79% of people say yes.
Okay.
And 21% say no.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, farmers markets are fun. They can be like more expensive.
And yes.
Whatever. But the stuff is always good.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah. Do you create a summer bucket list? Yes or no?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
We actually don't, but like we should.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised you don't.
We always create a fall bucket list.
Yeah.
But I've never really created, like sat down and created like a summer one. Do you do winter? One. No.
Oh.
It's always just fall.
Yeah.
But anyway, we should create a summer one. 37% of people say yes. 63% say no.
Okay.
Okay. How many times a week do you water your grass? I feel like this is the juiciest of all the polls.
Yeah, this is our juicy poll.
How much water do you use up? How many times would you say you water your grass?
I've been only doing once a week, but that's because of like the amount of rain we've gotten. Oh. And so I just haven't felt like we needed it. Like it rained last week, rained this week, like just haven't felt like we needed it. Mm-hmm. But we do twice a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Cause I don't like to mow my lawn that much.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And our lawn gets lush. If we watered more than that, it gets like thick.
Oh.
And it's really annoying to mow. So yeah.
Really good grass.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you guys? You're three plussers, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How many times?
We're like.
I'm scared.
I honestly don't know, but like probably. Four? I mean, at least three. Okay. Probably four at least.
Wow.
Yeah. David is very particular
about
his
getting
lawn.
Canceled for your water consumption.
I know. Ooh, sorry. 13% of people one time.
Okay.
27% of people twice a week.
Okay.
And 60% of people are three plus. So most people are watering.
It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Three plus times a week. I mean, our yard, there's a good portion of our yard that gets shade every day. And then a good portion that does not.
Mm.
You can tell. Yeah. Where it's not getting shade. Like we have to water it that much.
Yeah. We have like a little sprinkler for areas like that, that we'll turn on.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes cause we have a patch too, that doesn't. So we got like a separate sprinkler for it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's hard when it's like a whole side of your lawn.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, seriously. It's like divided in half. Okay. Is the 4th of July one of your favorite holidays?
Absolutely. Top three. Love it.
I love it too. I don't know if it's in top three for me.
Yeah.
But 55% of people say absolutely and 45% say not really.
I'm like curious as to why people say not really. Is it because the heat? Is it because they're not, you know, patriotic? Like, we should have had a follow-up poll.
Yeah, we should have. That is interesting. I do love 4th of July though.
Yeah, it's so fun. It's like the big summer holiday. It's something fun to look forward to.
It's literally like the only summer holiday.
Yeah.
I wanted to make a poll like, which is your favorite summer holiday? 4th of July or, and then I was like,
yeah, it's literally it.
Yeah. So
it's literally it. I also just love a chance to like, I mean, I'm a military wife, so I love a chance to be patriotic. I think it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just fun.
Yeah.
Fun colors too.
Yeah. And
the little cute outfits for the kids and
yeah. Fourth of July nails is like the Met Gala of nails.
Yeah, so fun.
Very fun.
I love it. Are you gonna get some?
No. These are my 4th of July nails.
Well, they're very cute.
They will. Yeah. They're very not 4th of July though.
That's okay.
Okay. Dry summer or humid summer?
Dry for sure.
Dry for sure.
If people said humid, I will die.
30% of people said humid.
7% wow, that's more than I thought, dry. Actually.
And I feel like this probably maybe depends like where you're from and what you're used to.
And like how humid.
Yeah.
Because today it was 25% humidity out and I was like, this is horrible.
I know, it rained a lot today.
Muggy.
Yeah.
Gross. Muggy. Like, I don't know how people do more than that.
I don't know either.
And I was talking to Vincent where he's at, it was like 50 something percent humidity. I'm like, double? Are you okay over there? Are you suffocating? Like claustrophobic? Maybe that's why I get so claustrophobic. So maybe that's why I don't like it. But
well, and ugh. The humidity makes it feel so much hotter too.
It does. And you don't get the relief like in the shade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, dry summer for sure. Do you wear SPF every day?
Yes.
Yes. Duh.
Okay. Well, I do on my face.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not great at wearing it other places, to be quite honest.
I'm not either. If you checked out my tan line recently, it's really bad.
You wear like a lot of t-shirts, so at least your shoulders and stuff are covered.
Yeah.
I'm like, not me going to get skin cancer on my shoulders because I don't cover them. Well, I have like the
worst farmer's tan ever.
Oh.
So ugly.
Yeah, it's okay.
35% of people say duh and 65% say no.
Guys.
I mean, you've got to at least wear it on your face.
Yes.
Like, I feel like SPF is like, it's kind of like smoking cigarettes. Like, we all know, like, you can't be smoking cigarettes. Like, you're going to get cancer.
Right.
Like, you need to wear SPF on your face or else you're going to age so quickly. So, you know what I mean?
Just totally. Like
common knowledge at this point.
Yeah.
Do you put SPF on your kids every time they're in the sun?
Don't judge me.
Well, of course you don't because your children brown so beautifully.
I don't, but I still should. I still should because especially when it's okay. I do check like the UV, you know, and like when it's not at its highest or like when it's like trending down, I'm like, my kids are fine. My kids tan, you know, but like literally we were out at my sister's pool. It was like UV 10 and like my kids barely had any sunscreen on them.
Ugh, let me tell you that I've never, not once ever checked the UV. If my children are in the sunlight, they are being doused in sunscreen. They will burn.
Which fair enough.
Yeah. They will fry.
Yeah. Well, and the UV is just like, it's like a, it's like a rule. It's like a guideline. It's not like, like everyone's skin is different and is going to burn like differently. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or not burn, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we are outside longer than like 10 minutes, I'm like, no, you need sunscreen on right now. Like if I can feel it getting warm on my skin, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Immediately going on. 47% of people say yes. 53% say no. So it's actually, again, 50-50, like.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I think it just honestly depends on what kind of skin your kids have and how they handle the sun.
Yeah.
So I'm not judging you.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. Are you happier in the summer?
Absolutely.
I am too.
And yes.
84% of people say yes.
Yeah.
And 16% say not really.
Yeah. I think most of our like listeners probably live in Utah where there is such a big difference from winter to summer.
Yeah.
And we have long winters here apparently now for the last few years. We've had such long winters. So I can tell the difference for sure.
This last winter actually was not like that bad. The winter before was traumatizing.
Yeah, I've heard that. I was in St. George.
Oh yeah.
I thought this one was horrible. Because I didn't have last year's to compare it to.
It was so bad. It was so, it went on for like 9 months.
It's ridiculous.
So horrible.
Is everyone okay after
no,
that?
No, it's traumatizing. No, I'm not okay. Okay. Which is more fun to dress for, summer or fall? What do you think?
Okay. Now that I have a little more freedom with my fashion, I think summer is more fun to dress for.
Okay.
But there's just like something so fun about looking forward to fall fashion. Mm-hmm. I hate winter, but oh, yeah, the no fall fashion is so fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's hard for me. I would say it's like 50-50 for me.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, personally, I'm just, you know, I'm your basic chick, but I love fall. So I always get excited to dress for fall. Summer is like, I don't know, like I'm just every day in biker shorts and a t-shirt. Like,
yeah.
I'm not.
It's like comfy for you, but it's not like exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not anything great. But 32% of people say summer and 68 say fall.
Yeah.
Which I'm not surprised by.
That. Yeah.
I think most people enjoy fall fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's always something like a really fun new trend every year.
Yeah.
You know, like it always switches up a little and you're like excited to see what it's going to be. So,
yeah. Even I was at Costco. Sorry, this is like not fall fashion related, but that's fall fine. Related. I was in Costco the other day and they literally have, they're like Disney, like haunted house.
Oh my gosh.
Decor. And I was like, oh, I'm like Halloween. I'm like speaking my love language.
Yeah.
Costco.
Are we buying?
Yeah. I'm so excited. Anyway. So
yeah,
we?
It's going to be so fun. Yeah. Did I ever tell you I like never liked Halloween until I had kids?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, I liked it as a kid and then I did not like it for years and years and years until I had kids. Now it's so fun.
Ugh, I love Halloween.
I don't love all the candy for the children, but aside from that.
Me either. We just like throw it away. I mean, my kids are young enough. I can get away with that. But
yeah,
no, I love, love, love Halloween. But yeah, we do Halloween year round. Like my kids are watching Halloween movies.
It's so fun.
And Rowan loves Halloween. So she's my little October baby.
I love it so much.
Yeah. And she loves everything creepy. So, okay. In the summer, do you follow a schedule or let all routine go?
Follow schedule mostly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a schedule person.
Yeah.
I can't live my life any other way.
Yeah.
So follow a schedule. 41% of people say they follow a schedule.
Oh.
And 59% of people say they let all routine go.
Good for them.
Yeah. And I feel like also this probably maybe depends if you have like older kids.
Totally. Like, or none.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of just do something completely different in the summer.
Totally. Know? Yeah.
But with like the little kids, it's like you have to keep them on a schedule to live your life and function.
So. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Do you vacation in the summer? Yes or no?
I do, but I prefer to vacation like in the winter to somewhere summery.
That's how I feel too.
Yeah.
Yeah. 89% of people say yes.
Yeah.
And 11% of people say no. And like, I get it. Like more people do vacation in the summer.
Yeah. More schedule freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're actually going to Mexico in a few weeks and I'm like, it's going to be balls hot. Like it's going to be so hot and humid.
That's true.
Yeah. But it's okay. Cause I will just sip my mango margarita and the whole world will just simply float away.
You are going to some really hot places. In the upcoming weeks, like going home for 4th of July.
I know. Whew. I know. Not 115 degree weather.
Yeah.
Scary.
It's going to be toasty.
Yes.
Okay. Do you love yard work or hate yard work? I don't know what your answer is.
Okay. If we're like comparing it to other like household chores, I would say love.
Okay.
Like I would way rather be like Vince be cleaning the inside of our house and me out doing yard work for sure. But I mean, I wouldn't say like, aside from that, I wouldn't be like, I love yard work. I don't like any cleaning.
Me either.
Or taking care of things.
Yeah. No, I hate yard work, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
I would much rather be inside cleaning. Much rather.
Oh, yeah.
33% of people say they love it and 67% say they hate it.
Yeah. It's kind of tedious.
Yeah.
It's David when you have a garden, though. Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Okay. Surfing or paddleboarding?
I mean, I literally couldn't surf to save my life. So paddleboarding. What about you?
I would definitely choose paddleboarding. I mean, I don't like open water, period, but I'm going to choose a lake over the ocean any day. 12% say surfing and 88% say paddleboarding. And I feel like this is also just because, like, we're in Utah. Yeah. So there's not as much
surfing going on.
Yeah. And it's not like, have I ever even experienced surfing? Like, no.
Yeah. No, I haven't either.
I'm guessing most people haven't.
Yeah.
But I literally could never.
I would choose the ocean over the lake, though.
You would?
Yes. I love the ocean.
Are you kidding me?
I would live on the ocean if I could. Literally, like, what is wrong with you? Get a sailboat. Let's go.
What is wrong with you? You want to be swallowed up by the megalodon? Like, what?
Great, great way to go.
Okay. Now we're just being ridiculous. Okay.
Great way to go.
All right. Well, I'll call the megalodon.
Would you rather be swallowed up by the megalodon or get in a car accident? Megalodon.
Probably. I don't know.
Come on.
No. I don't know, actually.
Be way more interesting. Anyway.
Sure. It's more interesting. I don't know, Haley. Gosh.
I die.
We're not doing would you rather, how would you die? Like, we're not
maybe
doing
we should.
I mean,
okay. Add it to the list.
Okay, great. Okay, well, we kind of touched on this, but fireworks, yay or nay?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, here's the thing. Love to sit under an amazing fireworks show. Love for it to be happening, like, right in front of my eyeballs. Hate it with the children. Hate it with the children.
I agree with you. It's stressful with, like, once you have kids.
Yes.
And I have dangerous. Been, ever since I had kids, I have been so pissed off on the 4th of July and the 24th. And
me too.
Even, like, just people do fireworks all of July, period. Oh, and leading it pisses me off. And I get
so annoying.
Yeah, I get pissed off every time someone lets off a firework.
Oh, me too.
But my kids actually have never, like, woken up from them. They sleep through them, surprisingly.
Oh, that's good.
But it really triggers my cortisol.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I love fireworks. But I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah. 72% of people say yay. 28% of people say nay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Checks out.
I wonder why people, like, some people just, like, hate them.
Yeah. Probably because they're freaking overstimulating. Or they're like my father-in-law and have, like, served in a war and, like,
oh, yeah.
Literally can't handle, like, PTSD. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's just sad.
Yeah.
Depressing. Okay. Sunglasses or a sun hat?
Okay. Here's the thing. I hate having glasses on my face.
Why?
I absolutely hate it. It makes me feel claustrophobic. Oh. So if I could choose, if I didn't squint when I wore a sun hat, I would choose a sun hat. But I still feel like even when I'm wearing a hat, like, I'm still squinting unless I have glasses mm-hmm. on. Mm-hmm. So if I had to choose, I guess it would be glasses, but I do not like wearing glasses.
See, yeah. I really like to wear sunglasses.
They're so cute.
I do not like to wear hats, period.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just not a hat person.
Yeah.
89% of people say sunglasses.
Yeah.
11% say sun hat.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Okay, this next one. Do you like s'mores?
Yes, but I used to not.
Really?
Yeah, I never liked them as a kid.
Oh my gosh.
Only probably until, like, the last 5 years.
I would say, it's a big statement here.
Oh.
S'mores are, like, in my top 5 favorite foods.
Oh, like all foods, not just desserts? Wow.
I love a s'more.
Okay, great. Go off. Do you like the one with the Reese's? Because those are so good.
I mean, I'm not discriminating against the different s'mores.
The different types. Yeah. Yeah, they're all good.
Not discriminating. Yeah, no, I love a s'more. 76% of people said yes and 24% said no. And I think it's funny that, like, people just, like, would not like s'mores.
Yeah, I used to not like them. Like, so all growing funny. Up, I thought they were just kind of gross and, like, too much.
Oh. Love them,
but I really like my marshmallow to be, like, burnt.
Me too. I love really? A burnt marshmallow.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. It is good. I'm yummy. Like, just light it on fire.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Same.
Yeah, I love it. I actually bought, like, an indoor s'mores maker from
Costco. That's
right.
Yeah we should. Why do you not bring that tonight? We could be eating s'mores right now.
Okay, noted. On your couch next time. Let's just be roasting marshmallows.
As perfect.
We podcast. Perfect.
Would love.
Okay, would you rather go without SPF or sunglasses?
Oh, sunglasses.
Me too, 100%. Yeah. David said he'd rather go without SPF.
Of course, because he's a man.
What?
Men hate sunscreen. It's like some, like, it's like they put it on and they're all of a sudden a woman.
I've never met a man that does. Why? Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? They're just all going to get freaking skin cancer.
I know.
Scary for them.
35% of people say SPF and 65% say sunglasses.
Yeah. Okay.
It's so funny though. David's neck is always burnt to a crisp cherry red.
Yeah. Like, constantly. I was going to say, like, does he have the skin type to afford, like, not wearing SPF?
Have you met him? Of course he doesn't.
I mean, I didn't want to, like, assume, but, like, like, come on, man.
The only person whose farmer's tan is worse than mine is his.
Is David's.
Yeah. Okay. Road trip or airplane?
Oh, my gosh. This is tough, too. Are we talking about with or without the children?
Let's just say without children.
Okay. I would prefer that taking an airplane.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
Me too.
Yeah.
I mean, a road trip can be like a fun idea.
Yeah.
But I think like for the most part, like, because I've never actually taken like a road trip with my kids. So I'm not even like thinking about that. But like, even without my kids, like the drive to Vegas is long for me.
Oh my gosh.
You know, like,
I
don't want to sit in a
road
car
trip
that long. What?
I was like, yeah, I consider that a road trip.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah. And it's
long.
Oh, I
see what you're saying. Without your kids. Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's long for me. And so, well, 47% of people say road trip and 53% say airplane.
Oh,
so,
wow. Like 50-50.
Yeah. Yeah. Again. But I do think like the idea of a road trip is fun, you know?
Yeah.
If, I don't know, if there's like lots of different sites to see or something.
If you're with the right people, right location.
Yeah. But for the most part, I'm too impatient. I'm like, put me on an airplane. Like,
give
me
a yeah, and with the children, I cannot do an airplane because they are not strapped into a car seat. Like,
yeah,
they're trying to get out of their seats. Oh my gosh, the airport disaster. I just can't. Not worth it.
That's why I don't take my
wish
kids anywhere.
Wish me luck to Mexico.
Yeah, I do wish you luck.
3.5 hours. Scared.
Yeah, actually, that's not as long as a flight as I thought.
It's direct from Salt Lake City.
Nice.
I know.
Yeah, good.
My family coming from Vegas have a stop. I'm like, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. Do you tan easily or burn?
Both.
Okay.
My burns, like if I burn, it turns immediately into a tan though.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'll burn. There's only been like, I hate to say this out loud and put this into the universe, but there's literally been like 2 times in my life where I have burned and I've like peeled.
Really?
And like, ouch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That just rarely happens. I will sometimes look burned and then the next day I wake up and it's just a tan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get that from my dad.
Yeah. I definitely burn easier, but I will say I don't usually burn and peel like how you were saying.
Yeah,
like, I usually burn and it does
turn into a tan. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so I guess I don't know.
Yeah,
are we the same?
Yeah, are we the same person?
Just
same brain.
41% of people say tan easily and 59% say burn.
Yeah.
So. Need to wear SPF,
and if you've
people.
Met my husband, he is literally brown.
Oh my gosh.
Year round, but especially in the summer.
I know.
And my daughter Vivi got that from him, and I'm so jealous.
I know.
She's literally tan all year round. She came out tan.
I know.
Like, yeah, it's crazy.
See her in like February. I'm like,
I know. I'm like,
Vivi.
She goes to Vegas one time in the winter, and she's literally brown.
Yeah, it's unfair.
It's crazy.
Okay. Is the popular Bog bag worth the price tag? What do you think?
Yes.
You think yes?
Yes, because I have a knockoff and it's pissing me off.
Why? What's going on?
Because the strap keeps coming, like the like little cap that keeps the strap in keeps coming undone.
Okay.
And it's also not as structured and like firm as a Bog bag.
Okay.
I'm like considering ordering a Bog bag for Mexico, actually.
Remember when you posted about the Costco ones?
Yes, those ones are better than the ones that
really?
I have. Yes.
Okay.
So maybe that dupe would have been
a good
better.
One.
But even my knockoff one that pisses me off, I still love. And that's why I'm like, I think the Bog bag would be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just better quality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have one. And I also don't have a dupe. But
yeah.
I want one. 6% of people say yes. And 94% of people say no.
Oh, I wonder if these people actually have experience with the Bog bag. Because that would make me second guess.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, most people think it's to know, honestly. Not worth the price tag. They are expensive.
They are very expensive. It's like kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to buy them not in the summer.
Yes. Like in off season. Off season. Yeah.
Okay. Last one. Best summer music, pop or country?
This is so hard for me because I literally only listen to country in the summer. Mm-hmm. Like it just is never a vibe for me any other time of year. but also like I'm thinking like Sabrina Carpenter, Please, Please, Please. Like I've been jamming to that and it's been like so fun to have good pop music this summer. Mm-hmm. I just look forward to music in general in the summer.
Yeah.
So I just, I love both.
I know. I'm the same way. I'm like, how can I really choose? I do. There is something about country music in the summer, though, for me.
Yes. Yeah. It's such a vibe.
Yeah.
And then it's like 4th of July and like it's just fun.
Yeah. And I love country all year. But
yeah,
I love it, especially in the summer. So
I love certain country artists all year, like Kelsea Ballerini, mm-hmm. which speaking of that, I forgot to say that in pop culture, Noah Kahan and Kelsea Ballerini, this will have been a couple days ago when this releases, are releasing mm-hmm. a country song on Friday. What day is Friday? The 28th, mm-hmm. 29th of July or of June?
I think 28th, yeah.
Okay, they are releasing a song and I am so excited.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I'm so excited. Anyway,
yeah. Okay, well, let's see. 44% of people say pop, 56% say country.
Oh, okay.
Some more people like
it's
country.
A vibe in the summertime. Like windows rolled down, just good.
Yeah.
Good vibes. Fun.
Yeah. Okay, well, that brings us to the end of our polls and therefore the end of this episode.
Yeah, thank you everyone for going and answering the polls on our page. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Any contribution we
yes.
appreciate. Yeah, thank you for listening to this episode and go ahead and give us a follow on Instagram. We're at twoblondes.onepod. That's where we do all of our polls, all of our submissions, and we keep you updated on everything. And you can also follow Haley and I separately too. What's your handle, Haley? It's Haley Miller.
At
it's Haley Williams.
Yeah. Just at it's Paramore bitches.
And I'm just at Chelsea too.
Yeah. Anyway, your name's so niche. You didn't have to put the it's in front of it. Vince went to high school with like 3 Haley Millers.
No, he really?
Yeah. Maybe two.
I don't know anyone else named Haley Miller.
Yeah.
Anyway, go follow all the things on Instagram, okay? Also, give us a rate and review on the podcast because that would really help us out. Anyway, we love you. We hope you're having a great summer, and we hope you have a great week, and we will talk to you next Monday. Bye.
Bye.